Hi, boys and girls. So glad you've joined me for another story adventure here at Camp Do Right. I have a riddle for you. See if you can guess it. What is something the Bible tells children to do, but that children don't always like to do, because they would rather do what they want to do instead of what their parents tell them to do? Did you get that? What is something the Bible tells children to do, but that children don't always like to do, because they would rather do what they want to do instead of what their parents tell them to do? I'm going to give you a hint. It starts with the letter O, and it's a four-letter word. Did anyone say obey? Today's character trait is obedience, and I think today's story is going to teach us an important lesson about obeying and the consequences of disobedience. Boys and girls, have your parents ever told you not to do something, but you didn't obey, and there were some pretty awful consequences that happened as a result? Well, the boy in today's story learned a pretty hard lesson, a rather painful one in my opinion. I call today's story, Dennis and the Dive Bombers. Dennis was staring at all the neighborhood boys who were marching past his house. They looked like they were going to war. Some of them carried fake guns over their shoulders, some had plastic swords, others had sticks and shovels that they were pretending were weapons. Wow, what's going on? Where are you guys going? Dennis asked. Come on, Dennis, join us. We're going to fight the enemy. Enemy? Who's the enemy? Dennis asked as he ran to the fence that surrounded his yard. We found a wasp's nest out in the woods and we're going to war with them. Warning, warning! Wasps are fierce. They have a really venomous sting and it hurts worse than a bee. Trust me, I know. I've been stung before. Wasps are different from bees. Bees pollinate to make our flowers beautiful. Wasps do not pollinate. Bees make honey for us to eat. Wasps do not make any honey. Bees can only sting once. Wasps can sting many times. Wasps are good for one thing, though. They eat other bugs that are harmful to plants. So if they're not bothering you, you better leave them alone. Yeah. I'm thinking those boys need to leave those wasps alone. But Dennis didn't agree. He thought that battling wasps in the forest sounded exciting. He ran into the house. Mom, 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 the boys are going to war. Can I go too? Mom looked at him. War? Yes, Mom, all the boys are going to the woods with guns and swords. Fake, of course, and they're going to fight wasps. Can I go too, please? Just then, Dad came in. Did I hear this correctly? Going to war with wasps? Dennis looked up. Hey, Dad. Yup, wasps. Pretty hardcore, right? Dad shook his head. Dennis, no. That is a very foolish idea. Wasps can be very dangerous enemies, and if you truly want to fight them, you have to be properly prepared. You cannot be successful fighting them with plastic and wood. Dennis, no, you cannot go with them. Dennis groaned. Oh, Dad, are you serious? Dad looked Dennis straight in the eye. Yes, I am dead serious. You cannot go with them under any circumstance. Muttering a disgruntled, fine, Dennis went back outside to sit on the fence, waiting for the boys to come back. After what seemed like forever, the boys came rushing past, waving their weapons in the air and yelling about their victory. Dennis never did find out what exactly happened in the woods. Well, 2 days later, the boys came marching by Dennis' house again, ready to go to war. Come on, Dennis, don't be such a party pooper. Dennis sighed. Guys, my dad said I can't go. The boys just laughed. Oh, brother, he just wants you to miss out on all the fun. He's not gonna care. Just come and join us. You have no idea how much you're seriously missing out on. Dennis hesitated. Well, I mean, I could go with you boys and get back without Dad ever finding out. I mean, Dad won't be back for a couple of hours, and Mom ran over to visit with the neighbor, and they usually end up chatting for a long time. Okay, sure. Ignoring his conscience and his dad's voice ringing in his head, Dennis picked up a large stick and, waving it like a sword above his head, ran after the boys. Once they reached the woods, some of the older kids began searching for a wasp's nest when suddenly one of the boys yelled, "Oh man, guys, I found one, and these guys are huge!" They were huge. In fact, the nest was bigger than anything Dennis had ever seen. They actually weren't wasps at all. They were hornets. The nest was on the ground, partly hidden by some brush. One of the boys took his stick and whacked the nest. Suddenly, they heard a terrifying buzz and a swarm of hornets came charging out of the nest. The hornets, feeling threatened, started charging after the boys with a vengeance, landing their painful stings wherever they could. The boys started screaming and yelling as the hornets began stinging them. They scattered in a panic, running as fast as they could go. "Help! Help! Run!" The boy's stings were beginning to throb with pain. One of the hornets landed on Dennis, stinging him on his upper lip, just under his nose. Another stung him on his cheek, and another hornet stung him on his arm. Dennis had never run so fast in his life. "Ah!" he screamed with each sting. His upper lip, cheek, and arm immediately began swelling, and he felt sharp pains like nothing he had ever felt before. As Dennis ran home, he kept saying, "Oh man, this stuff hurts! Why in the world did I disobey Dad? What was I thinking? What is he going to say when he sees me? Oh, I am in so much trouble." Mom took one look at Dennis' swollen face and arm and immediately headed straight for the doctor. Dennis suffered so much that afternoon and was in such awful pain that by the time Dad came home and heard about what had happened, Dad felt that Dennis had been punished quite enough. Sometime after the incident, when Dennis was feeling better, Dad asked, "So, Dennis, the boys didn't win that war, did they?" Dennis shook his head. "Nope, The enemy had too many dive bombers. We couldn't do a single thing. Dad nodded. I can actually think of two more reasons why you guys didn't win that war. Yeah? Asked Dennis. Yes, Dad said. First of all, you didn't have proper equipment. Really important when combating hornets. And secondly, you acted without orders. So next time, soldier, when you're tempted to disobey us again, how about you stop and think about this hornet incident and how your disobedience got you into trouble. Lots of painful trouble. Dennis nodded his head quietly. And ever after, when tempted to disobey what his parents had told him, he remembered the dive bombers and made the decision instead to obey. Wow, boys and girls, that was a pretty painful lesson Dennis learned. Sometimes we won't always understand why our parents tell us not to do certain things. But whether we understand why or not, it is our duty to obey. And that's what our next song is going to be about. Why don't you follow me? Boys and girls, today's song is called Obedience, and there are 9 sign words that I'll be teaching you that I use in the song. The first word is obedience or obey. Obedience, obey. The second word is action or doing. Action, doing. The third word is immediately. Immediately. The fourth word is believe. Believe. The fifth word is want. Want. The sixth word is live. Live. The seventh word is pure or clean. Pure, clean. The eighth word is attitude. Attitude. And the 9th word is right. Right. And then for the chorus, I'll be spelling out the word obedience. So watch out for those letters. Okay, I think we're ready for the song now.
Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Doing exactly what the Lord commands, doing it happily. Action is the key, do it immediately. Joy you will receive. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. O-B-E-D-I-E-N-C-E. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. We want to live pure, we want to live clean, we want to do our best. Sweetly submitting to authority, leaving to God the rest. Walking in the light, keeping our attitude right on the narrow way. For if we believe the word we receive, we always will obey. O, B, E, D, I, E, N, C. Way to show that you believe.
Mm-hmm.
Today's vocabulary words are vengeance and threatened. A. Vengeance, the act of getting revenge. B. Threatened, to feel in danger. When the boy started hitting the hornet's nest, how did it make the hornets feel? Did you say B, threatened? That's correct. The hornets felt threatened, so they started stinging with a vengeance. They wanted revenge on the boys who had threatened their safety. Okay, boys and girls, it's time to head over to our application station for our character check. Follow me. Welcome to our application station, boys and girls. Today's character check is what I call a challenge round. This is how a challenge round works. There will be three questions and three answers, just like we had in our first episode. But this time, each question will come with a challenge that I want you to do this week. The challenges get a little tougher as the questions go on, but I think you guys are up to it. Are you ready? Let's get started. Okay, so here's question number one and challenge number one. You're in the middle of doing something that requires a lot of concentration. Maybe you're in the middle of building your favorite Legos and it's pretty complicated and requires a lot of thought. Or maybe you're in the middle of playing a game with your sibling and you're winning. When suddenly your mom asks you to come pick up your things from the living room that you had dropped and forgotten to pick up, which is the last thing you want to do right now. How would you normally respond? Would you respond like kid number one? Okay, Mom, I'll be there in just a minute. And continue building your Legos and playing your game until 15 minutes later you suddenly remember, oh wait, did Mom tell me to do something? Or do you respond like kid number two? Coming! But you don't plan on stopping until she's reminded you another three times. Or do you respond like kid number three? Okay, Mom! And stop what you're doing immediately to hurry downstairs. You can always pick up later, right where you left off. Something tells me that a lot of us might respond like kid number one and kid number two. Because let's face it, we'd rather do what we want to do instead of what our parents tell us to do. But let's think about it from our parents' point of view. Put on those parent glasses for just a second. How would you feel if you had to remind your kid again and again and again to do something? And what if you had to remind them multiple times during the day? I think you'd realize pretty quickly that it gets old and tiring and annoying pretty fast. And there would probably be times when you'd sigh and say, if only they'd obey the first time I asked. In fact, I think that if you simply walked just one day in the shoes of your parents, you would realize that prompt obedience, obeying immediately, is the best gift you can give your parents. So, this is your first challenge for this week. See if you can go all week long without your parents having to ask you twice to do something. Make a game of it with your brother or sister. Pretend it's a fire drill at school. Stop what you're doing, drop what you're doing, and go do what they ask you to do. Whatever it takes, try to obey the first time you're told. And then see how long you can go. Maybe you succeed all week long in obeying promptly. Don't stop there. Keep going. Oh, your parents will be beyond thrilled. Trust me. They will get a new pep in their step and the world will seem like a brighter place. Prompt obedience is your challenge for this first challenge. Challenge number one. Okay, here's question number two and challenge number two. You really hate taking out the trash, but it's one of your chores that you're required to do every day. When your mom reminds you it's time to take the trash out, what do you sound like? It's time to do a character sound check. What tone do you find yourself using? Do you sound like kid number one? Oh, I hate taking out the trash. Why do I have to take out the trash all the time? Can't someone else take it out? Oh, it's not fair. Or do you sound like kid number two? Man, fine. I'll do it. Or do you sound like kid number three? Sure, Mom. I'll take care of it. Be honest now. What tone do you find yourself using? Are you usually grumbling, complaining, being negative, making a big deal while obeying? I mean, don't get me wrong, it is good that you're obeying, but did you know that it's just so much nicer for your parents to hear you respond in a cheerful tone? It seriously makes the world of a difference. I mean, if you have to do it anyway, you may as well do it cheerfully and save everyone around you the misery of hearing all that whining. So, here's challenge number two for this week. Do a character sound check and listen to that tone of voice when you respond to your parents. When you hear that whining, grumbling tone starting to come out of your mouth, halt it and change the tone to a cheerful one. This challenge is pretty hard because you're going to have to be aware of what comes out of your mouth. So here's how you can remember it. L-H-R. L stands for listen. Listen to that tone starting to come out of your mouth. H stands for halt. If it's negative, halt it. Stop it. R stands for retone. You know, like when you're tuning a guitar, it might sound like this. That's what you need to do with your tone. Change it from a complaining one to a cheerful one. Make sure you do the LHR before you answer your parents. Okay, the last question and challenge. Challenge number three is the hardest one yet. Ready? You know that every evening after dinner, it's your job to do the dishes. But you don't really like doing the dishes. You'd rather play with Dad, who came home. So after dinner, Mom usually lets you play a little bit with Dad before she calls you to do the dishes. Which one of these responses would really take your mom by complete surprise? Response number one, telling your mom that you'll just play 5 minutes with Dad and then do the dishes. Or response number two, telling your dad, come on, Dad, let's play really quickly before Mom tells me to do the dishes. Or response number three, getting up by yourself and doing the dishes without Mom having to even remind you at all. And then when you're finished, playing with Dad. Now, which of these replies would really surprise your mom? How about C, getting up and doing your chores without your mom having to even remind you? Oh, that would be every parent's dream come true. And here's where the third challenge comes in. It's the hardest, but let's see if you can do it. First, stop and think about all the chores that you are required to do. Okay? Think about all the chores you have to do. Okay. Did you do that? Now, I need you to think about when it is that your mother usually asks you to do these chores. Does she ask you after breakfast, after school, right before dinner? Think. Okay, now for the hard part. This next week, try to do all your chores without your mom or dad having to ask you even once. Did you get that? This is going to take pre-planning and prompt action. But if you can get through this whole week without your parents having to even remind you once to do your chores, you've definitely earned proactive obedience status. And that is definitely something to be super, super proud of. Okay, boys and girls, those are your three challenges for this week. Remember, check your heart and check your mind, and let's show our parents what obedience from the heart really means. And don't forget this important fact. When you do something 21 times in a row, you are actually forming a habit. So if you're successful this first week, keep going. Make this obedience thing a habit. And if you fail, don't worry. Just try again. And through it all, don't forget the one who really gives us the strength to truly become obedient. And make sure you ask Jesus each and every morning for His strength to obey. Well, boys and girls, that's it for today. Remember, doing right means making the wise choice every single moment of every single day. Hope to see you again next time. Bye.